If someone had told you at this point last year that not only would he be starting very important games, but that he'd be being voted player of the month when he was kind of a figure that none of us expected to see at all this season, would you have believed it if you were told this time last year?
No, it's almost, it's unbelievable. It's being called a bottom Barresi, I think, now, isn't it? I don't think any of us expected us to be in this position where, we're relying on Nath Phillips to get us through some very, very difficult times. But fair play to the lad. He's come in and proved a lot of people wrong, including myself, really. I think the last time I saw him was when he came back from Stuttgart to play in the FA Cup against, I think it might have been Everton or something like that. He played against him and he brought him back, and he did all right. Obviously, we won on the night and stuff, but he didn't set the world alight. And the lad's not without his limitations, but what he's going to give you is 100% heart and fight and put his body on the line and really give us all to try and get the results. And I think he's improved every game he's played. I really do. It's credit to him and credit to the manager for believing in him and sticking with him. And even if further down the line things don't work out for him with Liverpool Football Club, we're looking to bring in new defenders from what's in the news this week, obviously with Konate being linked and stuff. And if for nothing else, it's going to give him a future in the game at a very high level, because I think he's come in and put himself in the shop window to show he can do a job. If not Liverpool, but definitely a sort of mid-level Premier League club. If not high-level Championship club. So fair play to the lad. He's improved his future no end in the past 6 months just by coming in and doing what he's done. And congratulations to him.